This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mickey Sudo on the hotline. It's hot dog eating time.
It's one of the greatest traditions in America, stuffing your face in a competition eating. I was at Coney Island. I've seen the competition years ago. In fact, F 'em up Chuck, who I'm getting ready to jump on that plane with to go see AC/DC, he and China Joe and Sleepy and I rode the train from around town Times Square all the way to Coney Island on the 4th of July, hottest day of the year. God damn, was that a day, man. And who she was there.
She is the vortex at the center of the vortex. The spiral that spins at the core of the American spirit. The force that drives the swirling gyre of life itself. And she refuses the soft drug of submission. She rejects the false wisdom of acceptance. She wants to win and win only. And her legacy is a vessel that will carry her name to the far shores of time. Ladies and gentlemen, 104 hard-boiled eggs, 52 ears of corn, 48 and one-half Nathan's Famous hot dogs and buns. The number one ranked female eater in the world. The number three ranked eater in the world overall. The eight-time Nathan's Famous champion of the world, ladies and gentlemen, Mickey Sudo!
Oh, Mickey, how are you? Welcome back to the show. How are you?
Oh, that's great. Thanks for having me. I can't believe we're just a week away.
I know. It's time. We just had Nick on. I'm sure he shared with you. We had a fine conversation.
Yeah.
She's like, no, he didn't. He didn't mention you at all, John.
I don't know. I mean, honestly, like, both of us have been, it's just been a whole whirlwind. I mean, there's a lot of hype going into this contest, so yeah.
Well, there was all that. We were talking to Nick when there was the disqualification for cross-sponsorship issues for the Nathan's thing and the meatless hot dogs. And I was like, it's kind of a crazy issue, but yet it seems to be now we have fewer competitors. And he now the other guy won't be back, right? He's not going to be in the Nathan's hot dog. That still stands.
Yeah, Joey signed a deal with, and honestly, Joey's been a friend for,
sure.
Joey's been a good friend for,
sure.
You know, over a decade. So obviously I'm happy for him. I mean, he signed a huge lucrative deal with a company and contracts are complicated. I mean, so we signed with company A and company B, you know, and Major League Eating being like facilitator of this, like they just couldn't come to an agreement where they could all work together. I mean, I kind of look at it as like Joey's contract was up for renegotiation at one point. He decided to get engaged to a girl, and now he wants to come take this one to homecoming or prom. And prom, you know, proposal girl is just like, no, because you're
that's right.
That
I get
one.
It.
So I don't really want to play this game.
Yeah,
you know,
listen.
You work with Pepsi. Coke doesn't want to work with you.
That's
you
right.
Have a billboard up with, you know, whoever. That one's going to be like, no, that's a conflict of interest. So, like, I don't make the decisions for any of these companies. But, like, if I was a girl, you know, asked to prom, I'd probably be like, no, because you're dating this one.
Hey,
so
listen,
it's just...
You're preaching
but
to the choir.
But anyway, at the end of the day, Joey, but at the end of the day, it's just going to make for a more exciting contest. This is not the end of Joey. He's going to go kick ass in, like, different arenas, and that's going to be cool to watch. I'll be tuning in. And in the meantime, on July 4th, you'll see, you know, five or six really heated competitors go at it because for, like, the first time in forever, that belt, that throne, that title, those accolades, that check, that's all up for grabs. So you're going to have people fighting harder than ever. I think personally that the contest is going to come down to either a fraction of a hot dog or it's going to go into overtime with really high numbers, and it's going to be one to watch.
You're so intense, Mickey. I always forget how intense you are. God damn.
I'm intense in, like, every aspect of life. I'm in a dental hygiene program, and one of my clinical bay instructors, like, just said the same thing about how I approach, like, my workload for the day.
So you're focused. You're focused.
Well, listen, I was going to tell you, like, I work in a business. I watched a radio station lose $150,000 a year because one of their interns drank a Budweiser at a Miller event, or a Miller drank a Budweiser at a Bud event, whatever it was.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I mean, so I know. Like, I've seen this game before. So, I never thought that any of the competitive eaters would be aggressive towards each other. You guys all know what you do, and it's fun, and it's ridiculous, and it's really hard, and you are a world champion. You're an 8-time Nathan's champion. I mean, you're undefeated. Is there? And honestly, nobody's even close to you. I mean, the last one I was listening to was, I think it was 39 to 33 or 34. I mean, that's a big difference. That's a huge difference in you know, first and second place in that world. You know,
I have 9 belts. I'm actually going for number 10, so this should be really exciting. But with that said, I mean, I'm not assuming I'm going to get belt number 10 because I've got some tough competition in the form of Mayoi Ebihara. She did the 34 last year, but I mean, you think about it. It was her first year doing any form of speed eating because in Japan, it's more of a long format. They eat for 30 minutes to an hour. And, you know, with manners, with utensils, it's very different from the intensity of our 10-minute event. So, but, you know, she still gave it her all. She came up with 34. And most impressively, she didn't give up from start to finish. Like, she didn't waver. She didn't lose, I don't know. She didn't lose intensity. So I expect her numbers to go up. I don't know if 39 would be enough to win this year. So,
positive you are, you know,
I think
everybody.
I need to get back into my mid and high 40s.
I want to hang out with you. You're positive about every, even the people you're competing for real money. I mean, listen, anybody listening, it is televised. It is on ESPN. It is an incredible event, but it's also a paid event. Like, there's money on the line here. There's real contract, real sponsorship, and real purse money when you win these contests. So I find it really lovely that you you're such a kind and very, like, you talk about Joey, it's nothing but positive. You talk about your competition, it's nothing but positive. I can see how Nick was like, this is the girl for me. I'm a competitive eater. She's a competitive eater. And we were laughing.
Kind of you. Thank you. I'm actually not so kind when it comes to some of the YouTube eaters who use jump cuts and, you know, speed up clips. Like, when people fake their stuff, that's when I'm not so nice. But it's nobody that I compete with.
Well, cheating's different than being a good human.
As far as, like, my I'm sorry?
Well, listen, cheating's different than, you know, competing.
Yeah, exactly. I have no kind words for a cheater.
That's right. And being kind being kind doesn't mean you're a pussy. That's what the world, that's the problem the world has, right? Like, the world mistakes kindness for weakness. I'm like, no, I'll whip your ass if that's the other part you wanted me.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
But yeah, as far as my peers, my colleagues on the MLE circuit, yeah, nothing but love. And it's going to be so intense because obviously I'm great friends with a lot of people on the guy's side, but, like, I mean, it might come down to debris, and oh my God, it's going to be such a, you know, Nick always says, like, for those 10 minutes, I'm not your friend. It's like, I can be your friend, but I can also just, like, you know, I can use my eyes and point out things that, that might not be fair.
You and Nick have kids, right?
Yeah, so Nick has 3 kids. Together we have 1.
I was wondering, like, how do they eat? Like, you both are competitive eaters, and I think, what's the first thing I always see at my friend's house with their kids? Like, it's trying to get them to eat, and I'm like, I wonder how weird that is at their house.
No, we don't want to put too much emphasis on one food over another. Like, oh, this is a treat food. That's a bad, yucky food. None of that. Like, I mean, if anything, I just don't want him to be that kid who can only eat French fries, mac and cheese, and chicken nuggets. Like, so yeah, Max is like, he eats a whole variety of food. And I think the only thing right now, he's not a huge fan of zucchini, but, like, he loves broccoli and asparagus and Brussels sprouts. And, like, he is unfazed by hot sauce because I throw hot sauce on all my food. He still wants to share it. But yeah, with that said, like, everything's about portion control because the kid does love food, and we just kind of have to rein it in.
Do you guys don't ever have to see who can finish first type, get him to eat?
Oh, with Max? No. We don't want him to, no competitive eating, no bodybuilding for Max. But other than that, chase your dreams, kid.
Hey, listen, this weekend's going to be big. I'm sorry, next week is going to be big for you. I've been to Coney Island. I've seen the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest. It was one of my favorite days of all time. It's hot as F there. It's ridiculous. It's loud. It's packed with people. It's one of my favorite all-time things. I hope that you do incredibly well. Give our best to Nick as well.
Thank you so much.
All right, just get right there. She's intense.
Focus.
Nick, her husband, is not that intense. He works at a dildo store.
Nick is even off the air on the phone. Nick is way more laid back.
Dude, tell me that now it all makes sense, right?
Yeah.
Because you can't have two people like that. Now it makes sense. He's a competitive eater as well. Nice guy. Super laid back. Got a weird sense of humor.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, this is going to happen. Like, she's very nice. Listen, I love everybody, but I'm like, holy cow, you are. She is a lot.
Well, maybe she has the same pressures I had in theater. It's a lot of pressure to eat those wieners.
Someone was going to say it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.